Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, and it's the 18th of November, and I'm recording at 9:07 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, this is one of my special audios, and I'm going to talk mainly about two very interesting charts, which I think we should all keep an eye on. And one of those is the U.S. dollar index. Now, that, as I'm sure you'll be aware, has broken above that psychological range barrier at 100, following a consolidation of approximately 10 months. You remember that the dollar index had moved up strongly in 2014 and early 2015. Then I think we had some Fed intervention coming in, or really, to be more accurate, Treasury intervention in conjunction with the Fed to check the dollar when it was overbought and to keep it in a trading range. They might not have had to, the Treasury and the Fed, that is, might not have had to worry about the dollar strengthening further, had at least over the short to medium term, had Hillary Clinton won the presidential election, as was generally expected. But obviously she didn't, and Trump's massive reflationary programs are definitely dollar bullish. And so we've had this upside breakout. It could easily turn into a momentum move. I don't think we'll have the Treasury Fed intervention, surreptitious, obviously. I don't think we'll have that coming in anytime soon, because a big momentum move could easily push on to the 110 level, which would be a more logical point to come in and intervene somewhat. A dollar index at 110 would cause some problems. It would be a headwind for U.S. manufacturing companies and also for autonomies who would be reporting their earnings, their overseas earnings, in U.S. dollars. Now, on a longer-term basis, I think the dollar will go much higher. I've been saying that, Owen and I have both been saying that for a very long time. This is a new secular bull market, which has resumed, and the next target, which I would expect to be challenged and taken out next year, will be the 120 level, which was last reached in 2001 and 2002. Currently, the U.S. dollar index is at a 15-year new high. Now, the other chart I wanted to mention to you is U.S. Treasury bills. They bottomed in July of this year, and I will repeat my point. I don't think any of us listening to this audio will ever see that level touched again. And the low of record was, I think, on the 8th of July. And it was, for the U.S. Treasuries, it was at 1.3180. Tonight, it closed at 2.3405% on that 10-year yield. And the next psychological resistance area is up near 2.5. I don't think that would provide any more than a temporary consolidation or temporary resistance. And I think that we will certainly see further gains. And that's really because the big Trump reflationary move is going to cause a wide, or is already causing a widespread revision in that groupthink analysis, which said we were going to see minimal growth and a long disinflationary or even deflationary period in perpetuity. Well, that never made sense, I feel. and have often said, it's just that we only had monetary policy as a stimulus following a major credit crisis recession in 2008. And now, though, we're going to see reflation, obviously from the U.S., but reflation was being talked about before Trump won the election, but his program is very strong on reflation. That will strengthen growth, and it will also lead to somewhat higher inflation, and that's causing a bit of a shock in the Treasury market, where investors really have done exceptionally well and haven't had to worry about anything for about 35 years. Well, I think they do need to worry here now, and investors who are interested in potentially buying U.S. 10-year treasuries, well, I think they'll look a lot more interesting when they're up in the 3 to 4% yield range. And what are some of the other implications for markets? I think this treasury yields moving higher, that helps to support Wall Street in the short term, but I've already mentioned that the dollar index is a headwind for Wall Street, because it will squeeze the earnings somewhat. It'll also cause trouble in countries where banking sectors are really quite weak, and where particularly where countries have borrowed rather unwisely in U.S. dollars, mostly when it was much lower throughout that 2009-10, well, really through into 2014 period overall. And that rising dollar is bad news for gold and the other precious metals. So those developing bull trends are in a lengthy medium-term pause, in my opinion. And on that note, all the best to all of you, and have a terrific weekend. And one last thing I wanted to mention. If you're anywhere near London, consider coming along to the markets now. You'll hear Clive Burstow, who will be a new speaker for us. He's from Barings, and manages money in the resources sectors. Nice guy, interesting, very interesting guy, introduced by Ian Little. But come on along and bring your spouse, or bring an adult child or a friend, because these are stimulating sessions. We have lots of discussions with experienced delegates, and there's also a social aspect to it as well. We have fun. And on that note, all the best. Have a fabulous weekend.